We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We are back to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Audacy app and listen on demand anytime.
From what I understand, they know what they're doing. That they have, it's not that difficult. I mean, because you know Caleb Williams is going one, and now it's just a process of elimination where you're just like, you know, I think that, you know, it might not completely be done because, you know, they just got done with 30 visits and, you know, now they put Penix on the, you brought him in as well. But, you know, they just had, you know, Daniels and McCarthy in recently. They had May in. So now probably in the past couple days or in the next couple days, you know, they formally, you know, do it. But I think in terms of, do I think Elliot Wolf knows what he's going to do or what he wants to do at three? Yeah, I think he knows.
Interesting. It's Greg Bedard on his podcast. Decision basically done for the Pats. That echoes what Tommy Curran and Mike Reese have written over the last week or so. Reese wrote it yesterday. Curran told us as much last week as well. There's a new rumor out there from Diana Rossini that contradicts it. So what do we make of it? We can get into that here on Jones and Arcand. No more Mego. If you were watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you saw Mego beeline out of here. I don't know if it was a bad Mountain Dew, Arcand. But Mego had to excuse herself for the rest of the program.
Yes. Mego, game misconduct, if you will. She's in the room. She's getting looked at. But we're not going to see her at all again for the rest of the game.
So the happiest person, the Ryan, you realize the happiest person right now is Arcand.
Is it Arcand?
Arcand now has ammunition. Next time Mego lectures him about missing a show, leaving a show.
I mean, she was here. She tried. She gave it two strong segments. Arcand, would you have tried?
Arcand, is this future ammunition?
Yes, definitely.
I would use it as
I've never left in the middle of a show. It's very different.
You can't leave to a place that you didn't show up in the first
exactly.
place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know what that was. We got to check the expiration date on those Mountain Dews. Scal tried to warn her about it. I mean, Scal tried to warn her about all these sodas and Mountain Dews that she's huffing. Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Got it. Interesting. All right. Well, good luck to you with all that.
Weird how mainlining Mountain Dew eventually caught up with her digestive system.
Scal, say it again. What'd you say to Mego there?
Got it. Interesting. All right. Well, good luck to you with all that.
And he tried to warn her. Man tried to warn her. Huff those Mountain Dews. It's going to catch back up to you. And so Mego out for the rest of the day. It's Jones and Arcand here on WEEI. We'll get to all
your I don't know if that's going on.
Yeah, I don't.
I didn't ask.
Well, she volunteered She volunteered a little info. I didn't hear anything about that, but I don't. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't want to, you know, fart and tell. I don't know. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in here on the phones. You can also text us. 37937 is a lot of you are.
By the way, fart and tell coming up at 4:30.
Yeah, what are we going to do instead of explaining?
Oh, good call.
Fart and tell.
Fart and tell at 5:30.
Whatever time we do it.
Okay, meanwhile, Diana Rossini says the Patriots are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into number three. That's what Mego just did in the bathroom. While GM Elliot Wolf is running point, I'm told Patriots president Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision-making.
Interesting.
Like, I feel like that tweet, by the way, is all over the map. The Pats are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into number three. Is that really news?
No.
I feel like we know they've been doing that.
We've been hearing that from other people, yeah.
Elliot Wolf is running point. But I'm told Patriots president Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision-making. So, to translate, and I felt this way for a while, Elliot Wolf can listen to all the trades he wants to, but ownership is making the call at three. I've been telling you that for weeks, months. I feel even stronger after hearing that rumor. I don't think the Patriots are trading out. And I'll give you my reasons why, Arcand, but give me your reaction to that tweet from Rossini.
The immediate reaction to it is, I remember, and I don't know if we have this sound. I just thought of it as you were reading this, and I should have thought of it earlier. But I thought there was a time when Gerard Mayo said that Jonathan Kraft and ownership is not going to have anything to do with any of this stuff, and that it's just going to be all the people who are there, and it's not going to be ownership and their heavy hand sort of dictating what to do or having a big presence in these sort of proceedings. So that flies in the face of what Mayo was saying there, and I'll try and find the actual quote. I don't remember exactly when he said it, but I do remember him saying something like that.
No, it sounds vaguely familiar. I don't remember off the top of my head specifically
either.
So
that sort of right away, I start thinking, okay, well, maybe there was a company line, and the company line is, hey, we really believe in all our people, and we're just going to go with what they say, and maybe somewhere down the road, with all of the mixed messaging and the fact that it seems like there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen, maybe ownership said, you know what, we need to put our foot down here. We need to get these guys in line, and we need to get this quarter or whatever it is they want to do. Instead of everybody having an opinion and all these different people pulling in different directions, we need to say something here. So I think that may be what happened.
Yeah, look, I think Elliott Wolf can field all the calls he wants, and they're not going to trade the pick because ownership is going to make the pick. And if you've been listening to me, you know my feeling on that. And I think you got some information over the weekend from Mike Reese. Now, remember, Curran's been telling us they need a historic return. It's got to be four first-rounders more than the three they got, more than the three that moved in the San Francisco trade a couple of years ago to move up and get Trey Lance. Okay, so Curran has said that. And on top of that, we have Reese writing the following. Unless you have, do you have something here, Ryan?
Is the audio. Gerard Mayo, coach's breakfast, I think it was, and here's what he had to say.
Okay. Gerard, we're close.
Sorry, buddy. What's ownership's role in picking the quarterback? You mentioned that they would have input, Elliott, yourself, coach and stuff.
Yeah, you know, honestly, once again, I hired Elliott, or we hired Elliott, it's the same thing. They don't want to be involved in football decisions, but they have given us the tools to go out there and get the guys that we want. They've given us the backing or the confidence to go out there and be aggressive.
Not true.
If we are convicted on a player. But at the end of the day, like, they don't want to be involved with football decisions.
Okay.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Yeah, no, if they went out, by the way, and signed no free agents.
Right.
They signed exactly no real free agents of consequence outside of their own guys that they brought back, and I'm supposed to believe that. Okay, fine. Ownership isn't involved. If you want to believe that, go right ahead. I can't help you if you want to believe that reality. Ownership's involved. Here's what Reese wrote over the weekend. Elliott Wolf said late last week the team is quote-unquote open for business at pick number three, and they'll listen to trade offers, but don't mistake that declaration for a lack of conviction with how he and the top decision makers view the favorable position they have at the top of the draft. This is a franchise-altering opportunity. We've heard Kraft use similar language. And as Wolf and first-year head coach Gerard Mayo previously said, the only way they're moving down is if another team offers an unprecedented deal. Leaving the door open for the possibility is good business more than anything else. Why close it before it's necessary to do so? The most likely scenario, per sources, remains that the Patriots will stay at number three and select either Jaden Daniels, Drake May, or J.J. McCarthy. And again, that's 5 hours, 6 minutes, and, well, now 5 minutes, 58 seconds, 57 seconds, 56 seconds away.
Wow, 3 days.
Simply
remember when
put,
that stupid thing said like 51 days?
I definitely do. Yeah. Now it's finally become quite useful.
What's going to happen to it?
I don't know. We're going to go to a different countdown. Simply put, as one Patriot source said last week, you can't win without a quarterback. Duh. Barring an unexpected blockbuster trade offer, according to sources, the Patriots will move forward with a plan that has been months in the works, getting a quarterback. Reese writes that, to me, it's a done deal. Curran's basically said as much, too. They'll move if they get a historic Godfather bag trade offer. They're not going to get it. They haven't gotten it yet. They're not going to get it. They're staying and picking a quarterback. It'll be one of Daniels, May, or McCarthy. I'd be fine with the first two. I would hate the last one, but I do believe that.
Yeah, I think that's about where we're at. The only thing that could possibly sway me away from it is if the Giants really go crazy, because they're still in the top 10. You know, like, if you can move from 3 to 6, I feel like that's something that even Jonathan Kraft, as much as he wants one of those quarterbacks, or, you know, Robin Glazer, whoever it is that's actually going to make this freaking pick, are going to be like, you know what, 6, that's still pretty good. You're going to get this, this, and this. We'll have another shot at it next year if it doesn't work. I could see that maybe being persuasive, but I think the Giants are the only team that could really do that.
Maybe. I don't think they're moving it because ownership is involved. Diana Rossini just told us. Jonathan Kraft, Elliott Wolf can run all the point he wants. It's up to the owners at pick number 3, which I don't need reporting to tell me that, by the way. You know that. That's how teams draft at the top. The Patriots are no different. Ownership is going to be heavily involved with the pick at number 1 for Chicago. Ownership is going to be heavily involved with Washington at pick 2. This is how it works. The Patriots are no different. 617-779-7937. What do we make of that report? Are the Patriots moving back? Who's making the pick? You can jump in here on Jones and Arcan. No Mego today. Taking your phone calls at 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your thoughts on who should start in net for the Bruins tonight. We'll also get to the Celtics. Did Miami send him a wake-up call in game one? Let's get to that next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.